Hey, welcome to the Play, Move, Improve podcast. You're listening to Robin Papworth. I'm a mum of three little ones, an exercise physiologist, developmental educator, and early learning speaker. I'll be empowering you to set up engaging play activities to improve children's development, health, and learning outcomes. Thank you for listening.
Well, this is interesting. Hugh, my little man that you may know already, has started his own podcast called Hugh's NBA Highlights. Say hi to everyone here.
Hello. Please like and subscribe. No, that's YouTube, so do not do that. Just please like and share to a friend.
Yes. I love it. So it's sort of funny that Hugh now has a podcast. So we're going to chat because Hugh gave me a challenge that he has five questions for me and a bonus question. And then I also have to ask him five questions that you've written.
Yep.
Excellent. All right. So we're going to get into it, and this could go pear-shaped or it could be wonderful.
Could go apple-shaped.
Apple-shaped. Amazing. All right. Here we go. Fire away, Huey.
Okay. First question. What's your favorite part of the brain and why?
My favorite part of the brain and why? My favorite part of the brain would probably be the amygdala.
Oh, I thought it was the hippocampus.
I think my kids just like to say hippocampus because it reminds them of hippopotamus. Amygdala, because it has probably been one thing that's made my life challenging because it gives me anxiety and fear.
Wouldn't that be a bad thing?
But it's helped me to grow and improve and learn. So, yeah, that's my answer.
Okay. Number two, did you always want to be an exercise physiologist? I don't know how to say that word. Hopefully I said that right.
You've done very well. Exercise physiologist. No.
What did you want to be then?
I actually wanted to be a biomechanist for tennis. Well, that's harder than exercise physiologist, isn't it? It works with how athletes can be the best athletes they can be. But my cousin's fiance had a stroke when I was at uni, so I changed to rehab to help Justin. So there you go.
Okay, what's your number one tip on growing a successful business? Because mum does have an accessible business.
Well, I was surprised by this question because I don't believe I do. But hey.
You do.
Thanks, buddy. You're the best.
You get money sitting down.
My kids think it's funny that I apparently get money sitting down. They don't see all the hard work behind the scenes. My number one tip on growing my successful business would be to be yourself. I think I've had my success because I'm a tiny bit quirky, like I'm finding you are too.
Yay!
So be yourself.
Okay. How many kids do you reckon you've helped throughout your career?
Great question. How many kids have I helped throughout my career? I've been told thousands. I find that surreal sometimes because I just want to help one, and I've been hopefully helping you.
Have you?
I hope so. That's what I hope to do with my career was to start.
That's already one.
That's one. And woo! So I'm very blessed that I have helped thousands of children all around the world. So
how did you know exercise physiology existed?
How did I know exercise physiology existed? I didn't. Had no idea what exercise physiology was.
Did it come up with like in the uni things like you can pick exercise physiology or like was it?
Oh, good question. I went into exercise science because I wanted to become a biomechanist for tennis. I love tennis. I'm excited that we're having this chat while the Australian Open's on.
Yes.
And so I was all about tennis and I wanted to learn how to make elite athletes better. So I did exercise science. And then I found out you can do an extra course that makes you an exercise physiologist. And I'm still learning about what an exercise physiologist is nearly 15 years later. Yeah, you learn every day.
Yes, okay. All right, and then the bonus basketball question.
Oh, let me explain this bonus basketball question. So because of Hugh's podcast, Hugh's NBA Highlights, I said you can ask me one basketball question because I know nothing about basketball. So
that's
please.
And then, Mum, you have to ask me a bonus brain question.
Bonus brain question, all right.
It's a BBQ.
All right.
Literally, it's a barbecue.
You go for it. What is this bonus basketball question?
Can you name five Melbourne United players?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, by the way, we go for Melbourne United, which is an NBL team, and we're first on the ladder. Woo!
We are excited. Well, I know they're either half of their names. So I know there's a Travers, but I think that's his last name.
Yes.
Yeah, awesome.
One.
I know Shay Ely because she's Ely, one of your favourites.
Yep.
I know Chris Golding.
Yes.
Is that good?
What's his nickname?
CG43.
Yes.
Oh, I'm doing so well.
Bonus.
I know Flynn. Cameron, because he's from Moana. He's from the other Disney show. Rapunzel.
Yes.
And the last one. Well, we call him JLA, but he has a very hard name.
What about he played in the
NBA? Joe Lowell Chul.
Yes.
Is that good?
Yes.
Is there another one? Give me a hint.
Della Vadova.
Oh, yes. Della Vadova, because we call him Deli. Oh, yes.
Yes. See? And we go to the deli quite often for Max.
Well, that's very true.
For his food.
Love it. Amazing.
Isn't that right, Maxie?
Well, I believe that it's your turn now. Are you ready?
Okay.
All right. Mum's questions for Hugh. And to make Hugh's day a little bit harder today, I asked him to rewrite these questions so I could read his handwriting. So good job. You rewrote them. Yeah. This is how determined you have been to be on the podcast.
Yeah.
What made you decide to do a podcast, Hugh?
Because Mum was doing a podcast and I didn't like how she was getting all of the attention. No, I'm kidding. I just want to teach people about the world of basketball and how it's a great sport.
I love that you have two answers. One is to beat your mum and one is for social good.
Did Amazing. I say that?
Out of a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you like basketball?
First of all, I don't like basketball. I love basketball. Ooh. So I need to rewrite that again. And probably about 10.
10. Amazing. Yeah. I didn't even know basketball really existed until you liked basketball.
That's where you went to go watch Andrew Gaze.
Oh, that's very true. In my old days, I loved the Melbourne Tigers. That is true. But I've lost touch with that for a while. When did you start loving basketball?
When I was at school.
You're at school.
I played basketball, like a pickup game with one of my friends, and I came home the afternoon. I said, "Can I play basketball?"
And for sure, we help you follow your dreams, don't we?
Yes.
It's actually quite funny because what you've loved, basketball, I've used as your therapy, haven't I? As my little plan. He calls it punishment. I hope it's not punishment. I hope I'm nice to you sometimes. Who's your favorite NBA team and player?
Well, this is sort of hard because we're going to America to watch the Clippers play, but then my favorite team is also Memphis because my cousin Chris goes for Memphis. So it's sort of hard, which I guess I sort of go for both.
Both. And who's your favorite player then?
Okay. JJ Jackson apparently now.
Because he has cool shoes.
Yes.
I like his shoes.
Yes, He has, like, bright yellow shoes and he's, like, a rookie. He plays for, like, 5 minutes, but the last couple games he's played for, like, nearly the whole game and he scores about 20 points now.
He's amazing.
Yes.
Yeah, we love him.
Most people would say Victor Wembanyama these days, but no.
Not you. Oh, well, I like that you're different. That's good. What's better, NBA or NBL?
Well, I guess NBA, or both, really, because NBA you get to, it's more, like, famous, but then NBL is more local, so you don't have to go overseas to watch it.
Yeah, do you know what I find really funny about these questions is you had choice over what you asked yourself.
Exactly.
Where mine was a surprise.
Exactly.
Fantastic. Excellent. Oh, bonus brain question. Can you name three parts of the brain?
Okay, the hippocampus.
Hippocampus.
Which is also plural for the Greek animal, the flying underwater Pegasus. It's called
hippocampus. Fun fact from you.
The amygdala.
Amygdala. Mm,
yes, mm-hmm, okay. Mm-hmm. And the smart part of your brain.
The smart part. What would make the smart part? We often talk to you about multiple levels of intelligence. This is tricky. You should have had this pre-planned. You wrote the question.
I regret my decision. Another part. The cerebellum.
The cerebellum.
Yes. Got it.
Amazing. Whoa. We have worked out on that part of the brain, the cerebellum. Well, thank you, Hugh. Thanks for being a part of my Play, Move, Improve podcast. Don't forget to check out your podcast.
Yes. If you like basketball, please watch it because I teach you lots of cool basketball stats.
Yeah. Hugh's tricks. NBA highlights.
Yes.
Amazing. Yes. Thank you so much for these amazing questions. And let us know what you think. And if you have any more questions for Hugh, let's get him some more questions.
Yay.
Yeah, thanks so much. Have a good day.
See you later.
Bye.
Oh, that's Phoebe talking.
Bye.
See ya.
You have been listening to Robin Papworth, exercise physiologist, developmental educator, speaker, author, mum of three, from Play, Move, Improve. If you have enjoyed our content, please leave a review on iTunes, Spotify, or on our website, playmoveimprove.com.au. Have a great day.